Ruby.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hannah. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great. I'm going to mute my phone.
Good evening, all. Ruby, I know you're muted. You're the only one on.
Are you going to wait a few more minutes, or?
Yes, I wait 10 minutes. But with what's going on in the news, right now, I don't think we're going to get anybody else. But I will wait another 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. Randall.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm surprised we have two people on the call. Amazing. With what's going on in the news. No, with what's going on in the news, I'm very surprised. But I'm glad. So please join me in saying the Anabekoach. Anabekoach. Gedula Chimincha. Tati Zerula. Alephet Gimel Yutak Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadvenu Taharenu Nora. Kufre Shayan Sintet Mun. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Bar hem taharem rachamei sikacha tamid gamlem. Betet Reish, Sadi Taf Gimel. Chasim Kadosh, Birov Tuvcha, Nael Adata. Pet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan. The letters of the month of Iyar, the Pei, that created the planet Noga. The planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the astrological sign of Taurus. Together, the Pei and the Vav have a gematria of 86, and that is the same gematria of the name of God Elohim, and also of the Hebrew word hateva, which means nature. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokrei kidushata. Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. Shavateinu kabel. Ushma tiakatenu yodea talumot. Shin Kufav, Sadi Yutta. We brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. We will use the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Eres Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alapim, Noseawon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. Now we're going to connect to the energy of the various years, starting with the year 5777, the current year, the year of the goat. There are two verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first one that we study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. So we'll start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitchilu urchimu tchilu tchilu urchimu liyachta l'shem yud hei bevav hei v'yehuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Sod Saduni Katzipor Oyevai Chinam. When we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words. Tzatz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. And now we're going to the second verse that connects to the energy of the year of the goat, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohechem Tadibaku Ka'asher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Now to connect to the year of the pause, which is the year 5776. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Racha kohanim ha'ayu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum achechem ha'levit. Ad lo tam lacha yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halivim yishreilevav yitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Lala Hei, Wah Wah Wah, Yola Yo Alame, Hei Hei Hei, Aka'a, Rekacha. In the second verse that we study connecting to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Pitru ba Adonai Yo, hey, why, hey. Ah, day, ah, the key be, ah. Yo, hey, Adonai. Yo, hey, why, hey. Tur olamim. The year 5775, year that death is swallowed up forever, there are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni yad bili ruki. Then there's 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol HaMachavoyim, Asher Yidchabe, Sham Vishavtem, Eli El Nachom, Vihalachti Yidchem, Vihayayim Yeshno, Varetz Vihipasti, Oto Bekol Alfei Yehuda. And the third is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. And now for the year of peace in the Middle East, the year 5774, there is only one verse that connects to this energy, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami li Israel untati vishakan tavta velo yirgaz od velo yosifu. Vene avla leanoto ka asher barishona. We'll now scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, which is the 14th day of Iyar, which is also the beginning of Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach, the second chance holiday. Rabbi Meir Baal Hanes, a wonderful, truly amazing student of Rabbi Akiva, and I recommend that you read the paragraphs surrounding Rabbi Meir Baal Hanes. Rabbi Shmuel Karov, Rabbi Lieb of Zelatov, Rabbi Yehuda Zvi of Straton, Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim Mezal, and Rabbi Tuvia Goldstein. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Our class tonight is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. You can find the handout. On the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 19, the last row, the second column from the left, that's the Tikkuni Zohar landing page. When it opens up, you can scroll down to its class number 14, section 16A. And I will start reading a Zohar, the Tikkuni Zohar in Aramaic. And when I complete that verse, we will scan the rest of section 16A, and then we will start reading in English. Umeit sivir v'kor seya vav shit argin dekorasiyo samach shetin gal galiu l'kor seya diat van teoraitai var pehonein mokdam Umeyochar Betora Aval Bekorsea Koho Mit Takanu Kedaka Yeot Viraza Dal Hakimi Levait Masira. We're on line 3 in the middle where there is the colon, and we'll start scanning from that point. Section 16A. 6 levels, 60 wheels, referring to the Sephirot from Bina to Hod, each of which by extension contains its own set of levels, 10 each, mirroring the Tree of Life as it must. These levels are interchangeable, as in is time in the Torah. What remains fixed inside of and outside of time is the throne, which is the unifying force throughout. While everything else may be in flux, the eternal is a fixed point around which revolves all. The paragraph is clear as I'm reading it, and yet it is so deep we could spend a year talking about it. Continuing, these letters that come before the king are literally the shape of things to come. In addition, these letters are the insights of the wise that also come before the king. Whether letters or the wise, there has to be a balance that assumes the proper order. This order relates to the way thoughts come into being and are paired with their correspondences. What is this like? A king brings furniture into a room and then arranges it just so. However, his ministers enter and the king sees that his furniture has to accommodate all who enter, so he makes adjustments. It is the compartmentalization of thought that is being expressed in this section here and is something to keep in mind as further esoteric passages are discussed. This is akin to knowing the end prior to the beginning. The Aleph and Bet set the tone for this compartmentalization of thought. We can see this clearly as the word Bereshit is broken up into its components, and the Torah verses are similarly bisected and compared. It is one thing coming from another. Take, for example, the verse, "In whose hand is the soul of every living being?" This orients the source hand, with its extension, the soul, and then the living being, the life that the soul experiences. These relationships are common, not only to this current study, but they apply across the board to the Torah in its entirety. This paragraph is telling us what is above is below. It's also telling us that the macro and the micro are equal, and many different other levels. Continuing to read. This theme continues with the eternal building, the divine name as the source of all that is built. It comes down to the letter Bet with all of its associations that give rise to the creation that develops. This principle of Bet as the choice of Hashem to begin the Torah is not simply the start of Torah, but rather the beginning that is eternity taking place. This principle of Bet embodies within itself, compartmentalized, the principle of Elohim, which follows, which is the way things work. If we rephrase this using the discovered meanings, we could say, out of Bet, that is first to begin, comes the way things work, applying this first principle to all of creation. The meaning of the destruction of the first temple is given in the context of the opening verses of Torah. The first temple was destroyed and the world became as it was prior to the let there be light phase of creation. What this means is that redemption is simply the following of the way things work that brought about the transformation of void and chaos into light. What this paragraph is saying is redemption follows natural laws. So we see that the door of transformation has been mercifully built into the structure of creation. The word Bereshit, so that even if there is a turning away from the way things work, it may be reinstated via those wheels of gold that bring forth the light irrevocably. This is to say that creation is imbued with its own salvation, regardless of the veils that man has placed between him and his glory, God's glory. Jerusalem is the state of manifest being wherein the way things work is in harmony with what has become and is becoming. It is a harmony of relation and transformation indicated by the door. This paragraph is explaining the meaning of Jerusalem. If we break apart Jerusalem, it talks about the Av Hashem and the completion of the creation. That is the way things work. That is what the paragraph is hinting to us. And the past and the future are in the present. That's also included in this paragraph. What supports the door? It is Vav, or Zeron Pin, the action of the intervening Sephirot in their continuous transformations, rearranging towards the light. Righteousness is the right way of aligning ourselves with holiness. Those gates only open in response to the proper key, which is our innate understanding of the way things work. These gates on a deeper level are cause and effect. Once you realize the way things work, you can never be lost. However, it is this realization that comes from the Histat Shalut of Zeron Pin, forming the central or core of your relationship to the divine. The door or the dalet that opens shows about two ways to perceive. One is to veil the perception, and another is to be open to the perception of holiness. This holiness, represented by the joining of arms and body, or the connecting link between the letter He, which is like a Vav, is promise of the vision coming true, its reflection like that of the moon. The awareness of the Shekhinah, when he shines upon her, brings about a full recognition of the way things work, meaning that the He and the He of the divine name reflect one another without a veil in their fullest shining form. Out of this full reflection, the Zion, representing a full cycle of creation, makes up the rest of the divine name. Because the Zion is composed of a Vav and a Yud. So you have Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. Now there is the realization, one becoming the other. So therefore remember the principle and keep it uppermost in mind. And then remember once more to put into motion that cycle throughout your experiences. The three roots of Chet, Vav, 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 could determine the good dream. What is this good dream? It is certain knowledge that what has been envisioned will be manifested exactly as the vision appears, giving substance to the vision. Yes, there is a displacement from above to below, and below to above because of the vantage point. When we start from Malchut, or the substance of the vision, we now have two points of convergence. One is the realization of Keter, and the other is tracing back to Keter. Therefore, instead of counting only one from Malchut on the ascending path, we count 2, 10, 9, and then 8. More symbols to ponder. Keter, the crown, the Yud, and the Kaf, the highest Keter. Yud rises into Kaf, and that's what forms the Kuf. Section 16b, we will scan the Aramaic. Section 16b. There is the passing of holiness from generation to generation in regards to the three patriarchs that represent three levels of awareness. Taken together, the Shekinah emanates or arises out of the Sephirot of Keter and Malchut, one the image of the other. After a fashion, there are 10 reflections plus 10 emanations, or Kaf, 20. The two prophets of truth are the righteous one, the choice to perceive and witness holiness amidst the way things work, and the Shekhinah, the certainty of that holiness, is revealed in its form. This paragraph is talking about the shekel, which is 20 gerah. It's talking about perceiving the 10 sephirot of direct light and 10 sephirot of returning light. Many other metaphors are being expressed in this paragraph. The Shekhinah, or the awareness of holiness, appears above and below, symbolized by the latter, which is the Lamed of Yaakov, a mystical reference to the thought process that discovers and is enlightened above and prompted to action below. The angels of Elohim are our higher thoughts, symbolized by Mem, the higher waters of consciousness. There are thoughts that ascend via Lamed, which is the ladder to unify above in holiness. Thoughts also descend in via Nun, and they are not worthy of the holiness above, since they cannot unify themselves there. Now Samach ascends, since it is part of the Sulam, the ladder, via the Lamed. It is our perception that becomes holy above and below, and this is symbolized by the letter Ayin. The recognition of holiness is through its open speech and acknowledgement of praise. This is a closed system where every correspondence has its counterpart. Prayer is both the aspiration for and the acceptance of unity. We give up our separation and accept unity. We praise the eternal unconditionally, since we desire fervently connection above that is encompassed in the divine name, in the Yud-Heh of Tzaddik and Tzedakah. It is the voice that is the prayer of Kol that merges with the eternal and ascends together with all prayers, as it is their innermost nature to ascend above. Resh is a symbol for that first moment of holiness, wherein all moments are dwelt upon. It is the certainty of awareness that is fulfilled. There cannot be any connection without Shin, Shalom, peace, since each thought has to let go of its own internal core to merge with the unity that it aspires to. Even those thoughts that are seemingly selfish in that they do not recognize their connection may still come from far to become one. And the letter Tav symbolizes redemption at the end of exile, freeing the thought for its higher connection. Each of these letters and their symbolism tell us that of the shape of things to come that are integral part of what goes on within vis-a-vis our thoughts. It is that careful attention to thoughts that give rise to holiness and takes away, transforms away, transforms chaos. As you pay attention to your thoughts, you eliminate your negative thoughts and are left with only holiness, only positive. Our inspirations come from above. Bereshit bara Elohim. The wise shall shine like the radiance of the firmament. That's the end of section 16. Does anybody have any questions? I'm going to call the class for tonight. Yes, go ahead.
What is the difference between Zion and Jerusalem when you're explaining the metaphors?
Jerusalem is the city in the physical world.
Okay.
Zion is the spiritual Jerusalem.
Okay.
Remember, everything in the spiritual world has a connection to something in the physical world. Everything in the physical world is a branch of the root in the spiritual world above it. So you have Jerusalem, which is a city in the physical world, and you have a city in the spiritual world, but the name of that city is Zion.
And the design, does that connect with the Vav, the letter Vav?
It does, but it's the Zion follows the Vav. Zion, the Vav has six emotions. Chesed, love, Gevurah, restraint, Tiferet, beauty, Netzach, eternity. Hod, appreciation, and Yesod, the structure of building, the foundation. Those are the six emotions. Then the Zion, which is the seventh, comes to unite the physical with the spiritual.
So that would that be connected like Yesod?
Yes.
Okay.
Yesod is always connected to the Zion.
Okay.
But see, the male organ has two parts, a crown, which is always connected to the woman's vagina, and the stem, which can be broken and separated from the crown. But the crown never leaves its relationship to the woman. And that's when we may do a sin, we break that vav. We break that yesod into its two levels of crown and stem. I hope that's helpful.
That was very helpful. Thank you.
Any other questions? At 8:30 West Coast time, which is 10:30 in Central time and 11:30 Eastern time, we will be counting the Omer, connecting to the Sephirah. And connecting to the idea of Pesach Sheni, our second chance. So I bid you all shalom and a good night, and hopefully you'll join us for the counting. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.